The Mishnah, Masechta Tanis and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, teaches us when is the time to begin saying the same Talmud Motor in our Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah, B'shloshu B'machezvin, Shoylen Esagishamim. On the third day of Machezvin is when they begin saying the same Talmud Motor. Gamliel disagrees, and he says, "B'shivabal, the time to begin saying the same Talmud Motor is the seventh day of Marcheshvin." And the reason he says, because that is Chamisha Asuyoim Acher Chag, it's 15 days after Sukkot. The Mefarshim point out that Zayin Cheshvin is not always 15 days after Sukkot, because only in our calendar, where Tishrei is always 30 days, will Zayin Cheshvin be 15 days after Sukkot. But we know, as we learned not long ago, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that in time of Chazal, they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. They declared the new moon based on, they declared the new month based on when they saw the new moon. And therefore, in those days, Tishrei could be a 29-day month. And if Tishrei is a 29-day month, then the 15 days after Sukkot is not actually Zayin Cheshvin. It's actually 8 days in Cheshvin. And in fact, there's a Machloikis in the Yerushalmi, in Masechta Tainis. What is the halacha then? Does Rabbi Gamliel always mean to say that we begin saying Saint Talmud Motor 7 days in Cheshvin? Or if indeed Tishrei will only have 29 days, then Saint Talmud Motor would be said on the 8th day in Cheshvin? And we'll see soon, perhaps, what that question hinges on. So again, Rav Gamliel says, we begin saying the same Talmud Motor 7 days in Cheshvin, Kedei Sheyigia Achron Shev Yisrael, in order that even the last person who is Oyel Regel should be able to arrive back home on the Nahar Paras. What the definition of Nahar Paras means is actually a question that the Rishonim already debate. Some say that the Nahar Paras was a river that many people who lived in Eretz Yisrael had to cross in order to get back home. And if it's going to rain and this river will overflow, that it will obviously be difficult for them to get home, and therefore they don't ask for the same Talmud Motor until everybody's back home and has successfully crossed Nahar Paras. Another pshat is that Nahar Paras is actually the border of Eretz Yisrael. And since Nahar Paras is the border of Eretz Yisrael, what the Mishnah means to say is, we want everybody to be able to get back home to wherever they live. They have to get home to their homes. But if getting to Nahar Paras means that you got to all of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar Paskins, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that in Eretz Yisrael, we begin to say the same Talmud Motor on the seventh day of Cheshvin. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Chananya Omer, Chananya teaches us, Ubegoyla, in Chutz Laretz, when do we begin to say Saint Talmud Motor? At Shishim B'Tkufa. We don't begin to say the Saint Talmud Motor until 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. And Omer, Rav Huna Bachia actually tells us that the halacha, Amishmul, that the halacha is like Hananya. That's why in Chutz Laaretz, the halacha is that we begin to say the Saint Halamotar 60 days after the Tekufa, which actually brings with it quite an interesting history. Because the Tekufa, Tishrei, begins on October 7th or October 8th. And therefore, the Saint Halamotar begins 60 days later, the night before December 5th, or in a leap year, the night before December 6th. What's the reason for this discrepancy? The halacha views the solar year as 365 1/4 days. The Gregorian calendar, the secular calendar, which uses astronomical computations, they have it actually slightly shorter than 365 1/4 days. So what they do is, the 3 out of every 4 years are 365 days long, and every fourth year is a leap year with an extra day added to February. And like that, you'll get the average of 365 1/4 days per year. However, to correct the discrepancy between the 365 1/4 day year and the true astronomical year, the calendar is adjusted by deleting one day in the beginning of the 3 of every 4 centuries. That means the 29th day of February is omitted in century year 1800, 1900, and 2100, even though, according to the regular cycle, they should have been leap years. On the other hand, if this correction were made every century, it would be too extreme. Therefore, the first year of every fourth century, the year 2000, 2400, and 2800, they will have a February 29th. Since the halacha, however, does not adjust the calculation every century, the halachic tekufa and the date for starting the Saint Talmoter advances one day forward in the civil calendar each century. Thus, for example, in the 19th century, the Saint Talmoter was recited on the evening preceding December 24th. At the beginning of the 20th century, it moved to December 5th due to the fact that a day was deleted from the civic calendar in 1900. And the 21st century, in which we are, there was no change because the year 2000 did not lose a day. It was a scheduled leap year, and it indeed was a leap year even in the civil calendar. When will there be adjustment in the calendar? At the beginning of the 22nd century, when the standard date for beginning the Saint Talmoter will move from December 5th to December 6th. In learning this Gemara, and in learning the opinions of the Rishonim on how to understand the Gemara, there are very many different opinions on how to understand the different shittos of the Tanoim, and of course how to understand the Halacha Lemaisa. And it's interesting to point out, as we begin the Shiurim, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halachas of the Saint Talmoter, if we look at the Taz in Sif Beis, and we look at the Magen Avraham in Sif Gimel, they both quote the Bach. The Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, quotes the Bach as well, that says how critical it is to say the same Talamotar at the proper time, to read the words of the Taz. V'risi l'mari v'chomizal, the Bach, shikavas of kibalti, d'yesh li lizor, shloi lishol gishomim, klal shloi bezmanim. It's not the proper time to say the same Talamotar, don't say it. Afil b'shmei tefillah. Even during Shmei Tefillah, which one would think, I'll say the same Talmud with Shmei Tefillah, and I'll be safe. If I'm supposed to say it, great. If I'm not supposed to say it, so I daven for rain. Says the Bach, El Meratz Matanis V'Slichus. If you need rain, daven Takadosh Baruch Hu fast, say Slichus. But don't say the same Talmud if you're not supposed to. And he says, V'shamati sheshnei gedoyim osu maisa be'esak tziris gishomim v'moisa chama. It was once in a country, in a place where they needed rain in the summer. And there was a drought. So they decided, lisha b'tzibur, the same Talmoter b'shvei tefillah. These two rabbonim decided that we're going to have everybody say the same Talmoter by shmei tefillah. V'nesef, terrible story, v'nesef kol echad al amav. Each one of them passed away by Sushana, the Tolu Hadova, the Itruchu Kamishmaya. And it was said that the reason this happens, this terrible tragedy, because they asked the same Talmoter in a time when they weren't supposed to say it. So, as we learned in our Mishnah, the Machloikis Tanoim, when is the time to say the same Talmoter? And the Mishnah quoted the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, which, as we learned in the Gemara, is the halacha l'maisa, that in Eretz Yisrael, the same Talmoter is said on Zion Cheshvan. Now the question, of course, is why? What is the basis for Rabbi Gamliel's opinion? Many Rishonim go back to a Gemara that we learned on Davov. The Gemara on Davov quoted a Machloikis Tanoim. What is the time for the Revi'a Rishayna? Ramei's opinion was that it's on Gimel Cheshvan. Rabbi Yossi's opinion was that it's on Yud Zayin Macheshvan. And they explain that Rabbi Gamliel actually agrees with Rabbi Yossi, but he wants us to begin asking the same Talmoter before the Revi'a Rishayna comes. That's one opinion. The easiest opinion to understand is that Rabbi Gamliel actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that the time for the Revi'a Rishayna is on Zayin Marcheshvan, and that's why we start to ask rain for Zayin Marcheshvan. And the other explanation, which is seems to be the words of the Mishnah, is that it could well be that Rabbi Gamliel agrees that the Zman for the Revi'a Rishayna is Gimel Cheshvan. However, since we have the problem, as we learned just now in the Mishnah, that people need to get home from being oil regal, so even though they should have begun saying the same Talmoto on Gimel Cheshvan, it was pushed off to Zayin Cheshvan in order that the people should be able to get home. And another pshat is that really, just like we begin saying Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGashem on Shmini Atzeres, the same Talmoter should also be begun on Motzei Shmini Atzeres. We can't say it on Shmini Atzeres, it's not part of the Yontif Davening. But it should be gone immediately on Motzei Shmini Atzeres. And the reason it's not begun then is simply because, as the Mishnah indicates, the reason is that they should be able to get home. And the reason they should be able to get home on time. So essentially, we have two, to break it down, we have two reasons why Mashvuruch HaMoed HaGeshem is begun on Zayin Cheshvan, according to Gamliel, which the Gemara just taught us the halacha follows. One reason is in order that everybody should be able to get home. And the other reason is that that's the zman for the rain. And you could perhaps even combine the two reasons. Each one of these reasons comes with its own question. According to the reason, which seems to be what the Mishnah is saying, that the reason it's said on Gimel Cheshvan is because we want people to be, Zayin Cheshvan, is because we want people that were oil regal to be able to get home. So the question that the Ran already asks is fine. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, we wanted people to be able to get home. But now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So why would Rav Gamliel, and why would the Halacha still indicate that we should wait to say the same Talmoter until Zayin Cheshvan? We shouldn't, because we want everybody to get home, and there's nobody going home. There is no Elil Erego. And based on this, the Ran and many Mefarshim expound on that Ran, that say that even after the Churban Habayis, people would go up to Yerushalayim, to the Kosel HaMaravi, to that for Yom Tov. And therefore, even though the halacha of Aliyah L'Rego no longer applies, the minig of still that going to Yerushalayim, especially by the Yom Tovim, still applied. And therefore, the rule of Zayin Cheshvan, in order that they should be able to get home, still very much applied. In fact, there's a famous vort from the Chasam Sofer. We know that a couple of hundred years ago, there was a terrible earthquake in Tzfas, and many, many people perished in that earthquake. And he says that the reason was because apparently at that time, the primary settlement of Jews, certainly religious Jews, were in Tzfas versus Yerushalayim. And the covet of Yerushalayim was being taken. How did you abandon Yerushalayim? How did you abandon Yerushalayim in order to go live in? How did you abandon Yerushalayim in order to go live in Tzfas? Because even though we unfortunately live after the Churban, that doesn't change the reality that Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. And because Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, we of course have to give it the proper respect, even Bezman Hazeh, and that's why it was abandoned. The Gemara continued saying that Chananya said that the proper time in the Goyla for saying Mashvuruch HaMoed HaGeshem is 60 days after the Tekufa, as we mentioned. And there are two reasons why there's a difference in halacha between Bavel and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. One is because, as we've learned, the Gemara mentioned it many times, that Bavel was a very moist climate, didn't need so much rain. The rain, actually, there was still produce and fruit in the field after Sukkot, so they didn't really actually need rain until later. And because they didn't need the rain till later, if anything, the rain may damage the produce that's still out in the field. That's why they started saying the same Talmoter later. But another reason is that Eretz Yisrael is unique in its need for rain. And since Eretz Yisrael is unique in its need for rain, that's why Eretz Yisrael starts earlier, up to the point that we suggested in understanding Rabbi Gamliel, that it might have really should have started on Matzai Shemini Atzeres, only because of the Goyla, only because the people that were going home from being Oyla Regal was it delayed. Everywhere else could wait till 60 days after Tekufa. And therefore, there's a very big machloikis rishonim, how to look at other countries, because our, other than Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. That means Bavel, certainly, the Zman is 60 days after the Tekufa. Eretz Yisrael is certainly Zayin Cheshvin. But what about other places? Most Rishonim, and that's the Halacha, as we will see in the Shulchan Aruch, say that for all of Chutz Laretz, the Zman is 60 days after the Tekufa. But there are many Rishonim, led by the Rosh, that say that in Golus, we have to, outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, we have to look at each country separately. And if we look into Rishonim, they already mentioned different countries. Some countries in Chutz Laretz began on Zayin Cheshvin. Some began 30 days after the Tekufa. The Ramban says that on the contrary, in Chutz Laretz we begin on Matzai Shemini Atzeres, because it's on Matzai Shemini Atzeres that really even at the Sral war to begin. It's just because of the Oyla Regel that we delay it. And therefore, in a country in Chutz Laretz that needs rain, the Saint Talmater should begin Matzai Shemini Shemini Atzeres. The same question the Rosh discusses is, we know, as our Gemara teaches us, that we stop saying the same Talmater after Pesach, after the first day of Pesach, or actually after Erev Pesach. And the question is, what happens if you live in a place that still needs rain between Pesach and Shavuos? And there's a story that the son of the Rosh quotes in the Shailos Tshuvos HaRosh in Klal Dalid Simen Yud, where there was a year that it didn't rain all winter, and they therefore needed the rain at least during the spring. And it was decided that Saint Talmater should be extended onto till after Saint Talmater should be extended until after Shavuos. The Rosh himself very much held that that's what should be done. But then the Rosh himself said that since he saw that most people were not prepared to accept his halacha, he didn't want to have agudas, he didn't want to have different groups acting in different ways, and he rescinded his psak and said the same Talmud should not be said, even though, of course, they should daven for rain under those circumstances.